Peter Grant's article on the bid by cable giant Comcast to take over Disney appears in today's Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Should Comcast be happy about Disney's decision to split the company's leadership between Eisner and Mitchell?
Well, what Comcast should be especially happy about is the decision by the shareholders to vote 43% against Eisner. All along, one of the main points that Comcast has been making in its bid is that Disney has a great set of businesses. It has its animation studios, it has its theme parks, it has great cable networks like ESPN. But Comcast has been saying these assets have been mismanaged. What happened yesterday was that the Disney shareholders essentially said, we agree with you, Comcast. These assets have been mismanaged. We are unhappy, and we don't like Michael Eisner. And the board responded by splitting the chairmanship and the CEO positions.
The takeover bid was the idea of Comcast CEO Brian Roberts, who thought he could take advantage of Disney's weakened position. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. It's still the case in the fact that the shareholders have voiced the fact that they're not happy the way things are, and they want to change. But that Roberts isn't necessarily in the catbird seat right now because of a big problem that he has with the nature of his bid. The Comcast bid was very low. It had a low premium. And now, because the Disney stock has gone up and the Comcast stock has gone down since the bid is essentially underwater. For Disney shareholders to accept the bid right now, they would essentially be losing money. So Comcast is in a position right now that the shareholders of Disney are saying, yes, we want to change, but they're looking at the Comcast bid, and the board of directors of Disney is looking at the Comcast bid and says, we're not going to go along with your plan unless you come to the table with more money.
So Comcast will throw in a few more billion dollars?
Well, that's a problem for Comcast because their bid is all stock, and the Comcast shareholders have not been very happy about what Comcast is trying to do, and they've been making their voice known by selling their shares and driving Comcast's price down. If Comcast raises its bid by putting in more stock or putting in cash, the Comcast shareholders are likely to drive the stock down even further, which, once again, is going to put pressure on them to raise their bid again. So Roberts is in a bit of a bind in the fact that he has to decide whether or not to increase his bid or not, and he's been going around the country trying to prop up his own stock price by telling Comcast shareholders, don't worry, guys, I'm going to be careful here. I'm not going to sell the farm to get Disney.
What other mistakes did Comcast make?
Well, Brian Roberts has a reputation of being one of the best corporate takeover strategists in the country. He has built Comcast into the largest cable company in the country through a series of deals which are really masterful. So it's been a little bit surprising to see some of the missteps that he seems to have made so far this time. Clearly he was brilliant in the timing of his deal. He was brilliant in deciding to launch the deal at a time when Disney was weak. But as we say in our story today in the Wall Street Journal, there were a number of behind the scenes negotiations that went on prior to Comcast announcing the bid, where he was reaching out to Senator Mitchell. And there were a number of miscues that took place. There were a number of misunderstandings since they were not talking to each other. They were dealing through emissaries, and they got their signals crossed. Once the bid was announced, they both went public with their own versions of the story, and they wound up sort of pointing the finger at each other and calling each other liars.
Thank you very much. Peter Grant of the Wall Street Journal.